What is up, y'all? It's your boy Biggie Smores back at you with another episode of the Biggie Smores Show. As always, thank you for listening. I really, truly appreciate it. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you think. Follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie Smores. That's at B-I-G-G-I-E underscore S-M-O-R-E-S. You can follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter there. Just give me feedback. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Give me the whole spiel. Whatever, man. Just give me feedback, man. Let me know what y'all think. This week, we're going to try and, you know, keep it classic. Talk mostly about kicks. For those who are... This is your first episode. You're just tuning in. You'll know that I'm a... You should know that I'm a big, big football fan. Had my fantasy draft on Saturday. You know I'm going to win that league because everybody else in there sucks. I am defending champion, of course. I feel bad for those of you out there who had to draft Andrew Luck. And then Luck retires. That's not so lucky for you. Dad joke. Yeah, and I got to watch the Bears' first preseason game that I've seen of the Bears. We'll get into that in a minute. I do want to talk a little bit more about the Andrew Luck thing. So he's getting a lot of flack for retiring. You got Doug Gottlieb saying it's the most millennial thing ever. Look, to me, you know, as everybody listening here knows, I'm a big fan of Pat McAfee. I love the Pat McAfee show. I do wish he would have came and kicked for the Bears. And what you hear from Pat McAfee is a lot of really good things about Jim Irsay. So I guess I can't necessarily make this assumption based just off that. But I do have a feeling that the reasoning for the Colts still giving Luck that $24 million or $25 million, whatever it was, has a lot to do with the fact that I think they really botched his rehab. I think that's got a lot to do with the reason why we didn't see Andrew Luck back on the field. You know, I mean, he came back last year and was just a monster. It's like I told my wife to draft... Eric Ebron, because I bought into the Colts hype. I really thought the Colts were going to be a lot better. I thought Luck was just going to come back and just have a monster year. It's really, really unfortunate that he's retiring. I'm trying not to be one of those guys that would say that, like, if it was my team, I wouldn't be angry, because, you know, I probably would, man. It's my team. But I'm also sitting here looking at it from the perspective of, like, as a Bears fan, like, if we could get that much out of Mitch Trubisky for even the, what was it, 8 years or whatever it was, maybe seven, that Andrew Luck played, I'd be happy with that, man. I ain't seen a quarterback in my lifetime, guys. Like, be fortunate for what you got and what that guy did. And the other thing that you gotta understand, man, is, like, this is, you know, like, whether you like it or not, yes, NFL players sign up for it, but they're putting their bodies on the line. Like, they're risking the fact that, I saw another NFL player that had tweeted this, but I can't think of who it was, and I'm sorry. You know, they said, like, you're not thinking about the fact that Luck has to think that in 10 years, you know, is he going to be able to pick up his kid with the way that his shoulder's torn up? You know, are his knees going to be okay to be able to run around and play with his kids? Like, you have to understand, like, yes, at the end of the day, like, they know what they're getting themselves into. They're willing to make that sacrifice. You're getting, and they are compensated enormously, but at the same time, and you can't fault a guy for being like, hey, look, like I've gotten this much wear and tear on my body. I've been playing football for, you know, when you start to think about it, you know, like you start playing football in what, fourth grade? And tackle football at least. Fourth, fifth grade, somewhere in there. So, I mean, you're probably 9, 10, 11, somewhere in that age range. And I mean, you got guys like Tom, you know, I mean, I know Tom Brady's the exception, but Tom Brady's been playing football for 30 years, you know? I mean, not to mention that when you're a kid, you're probably also playing multiple sports. You're probably just not a football player. And I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, guys that play two sports in college too. So you have to understand that, you know, there's a lot of wear and tear. I mean, there's things that I feel now, even that, granted, I've always been a big dude, but I do feel that, like, had I not played, had I not been so physical, and had I not played as much basketball, especially as I did, that I would have a lot less foot problems and things like that. But man, it's all part of life, you know. And I'm obviously not trying to compare myself to Andrew Luck or anything like that, an elite athlete. But I mean, that's what I mean. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who have lifetime repercussions just from playing high school sports. So I mean, to sit back and wanna like criticize and be mad at this dude for, you know, giving it a good go at all this and just not being able to consistently keep it up with his body. You know, there's a very, it's, I think a lot of it is like what Pat McAfee had said on SportsCenter yesterday. A lot of that reaction, I think, was just a emotional, you know, glimpse of the moment. These fans are, you know, hurting from this. These fans are going in expecting that, you know, they were gonna have Andrew Luck in 2017, and he ends up out the whole year with his shoulder issues. They're expecting to have Andrew Luck all of 2018, and I mean, he came back and he tore it up. So they're expecting this year they're gonna actually get full healthy Andrew Luck. Like, it's gonna be a good year, and then all of a sudden this happens, and it's shocking. It really is. Like, I, honest to God, I thought I was reading a made up Adam Schefter tweet, you know. I was really, really shocked, and you know, of course, we had our fantasy draft on Saturday, so one of the people in my league, you know, of course, you drafted him. You know, why wouldn't you? And also, I saw OJ Simpson also had his fantasy draft on Saturday, and he's not too happy with Andrew Luck. So my suggestion for Andrew Luck is to go hire some more security, because we know the Juice Man don't give a fuck. But yeah, I wish nothing but the best for Andrew Luck, man. I hope he can be happy, you know, somewhere. And it could just be hopeful thinking, but somewhere in the back of my mind, I almost feel like he's gonna take another year or two off, and he's gonna decide he's gonna come back. And whether that works out for him, we'll see. You know, don't think there's too many guys that could step away from the game for multiple years, still be able to come back just because of how much the game changes. I mean, Michael Vick was a very, very rare exception to that. But, you know, we'll see, you know. Anyway, let's get into the Bears game a little bit. First half, the Bears looked really, really bad. I mean, the Colts just took it to them. And, I was really surprised, you know. I don't put too much weight into the preseason, So I shouldn't say I was really surprised, but I was very impressed with the way that that team stepped up and turned it around in that second half and then came back and pretty much dominated that second half. I watched it from a Colts game stream, so it was kind of awkward because those announcers were the most home-sided announcers I've ever listened to. I shouldn't say that. It's not as bad as having to listen to the Packers on the radio. But yeah, they were pretty biased. And I mean, whatever, it is what it is. But I was, like I said, I was impressed. I was impressed by the way that Bray was throwing the ball around for the Bears. I was actually very impressed with the way that Hall was running the ball. He had that, it was a 69-yard run at that one point. I'm, like I said, I don't put too much weight into the preseason, but I'm very, very excited and very optimistic about where the Bears could be going this year. But anyway, with all that being said, let's get into some sneaker talk. All right, so starting off our sneaker talk here, we're going to talk about the Air Jordan 1, who said man was not meant to fly. First off, y'all know how I feel about sneaker nicknames. Like, this is just outrageous. Like, seriously, who said man was not meant to fly? That's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8 words for a nickname of a sneaker. It don't make no sense. Stop that stupid shit. Stop it. Other than that, I mean, the shoe looks dope. Like, I think it's a good looking shoe. It's a really good play on the black and red color scheme. It's got like a similar color blocking to the I wrote shadow gray, but that's not right. It's got a similar color blocking to the like black and white Air Jordan ones. I don't remember the nickname of them right now. Or even I guess you could say it's a similar color blocking to like the Chicago ones, where the red is on the Chicago ones, that would be all black. And then they actually have then the swoosh is also black on that, but it's the same white in those areas. And then it actually has, like, wrapped around the edges of the leather, there's actually a red piping, which it looks really dope. From the pictures I've seen, looks like they're gonna come stock with some red laces, which really go good with the shoe. And then you're looking at a white tongue with a black label on it with the red Nike Air. Like I said, I think they look really good. Rumor has it they're set to drop November 29th. Retail will be 160 on them. Like I said, I think they're really dope. It is a shoe that I would like to have, but we'll see. It's not something that like I'm putting up on a pedestal or anything like that. With the kind of consensus rumor out there is Chicago ones are going to be dropping in February of next year, so I kind of want to get myself geared towards that because I did miss the 2015 release, so I want to get my hands on a pair of these Chicago ones. But moving on a little bit here, we got the Jordan 10 Desert Camo. Retail is gonna be 190. They're supposed to be dropping this weekend. I think the shoes is kind of played out. I have kind of mixed emotions on it because like I don't necessarily mind the thought of a camouflage shoe, I don't understand why we're calling it desert camo, because that is not desert camo. Like, that's more like a woodland camo. You know, it's like camouflage with like hints of green and stuff. It's not very desert-y. Like, desert camo is like gray, brown, like a tannish, you know? Whereas these things are like green with black and brown, and I don't know, I just did the nickname drives me away from the shoe probably more than it should, but no, I'm not especially feeling it. But like I said, they're dropping this Saturday, August 31st. Retails 190. It's not, yeah. Like I said, I'm not good at making something I don't like sound good. another release we got, which I didn't see a release date for or what a price was gonna be on it. We have the snakeskin Cortez that's gonna be coming out. It's got like that gray snakeskin upper. They got black swooshes. Burgundy eye stay on them, which. It seems like a weird, it seems like a weird color combo, but actually it looks really good. There's yellow accents on the heels and the tongues. It's a good looking shoe. Like I said, I didn't get retail on them or when they're releasing is. The other thing, I know in the last podcast we talked about the Air Jordan 3 and the Knicks colorway. It's rumored to be dropping on September 21st. And it's gonna be 160, I believe. Oh, I'm sorry, 190. 190. I don't know if I'd mentioned that in the last podcast, so I just wanted to quick come back and let you know about that. Now we're actually gonna move on to Yeezys, believe it or not. We got the Yeezy 350 V3 Alien. I didn't see a release date on them. You know, they've been rumored for a while. But like I said, there hasn't been an official release date. I was seriously surprised with the way I actually kind of liked this Yeezy. One of my biggest complaints about them is just the fact that they're so plain. Like, I don't get the hype around the plain, like, you know, prime knit and all that, but for whatever reason, you know, on these ones they have that different midsole, almost it's got like a thicker boost. For whatever reason, I actually kind of like these joints, and it might be something that I might end up trying to cop, trying to score. I don't really know though. Like I said, I'm thoroughly surprised that I'm kind of feeling them. And then also, I know I brought up the teal blues last week also, but I was not sure if I, once again, if I mentioned release date of price or anything. It's supposed to be dropping on the 20 on September 28th. Retails 300 on them. There is the Yeezy 700 Magnet colorway, which has a very similar color blocking to the original Wave Runner. And like I said, it's the color blocking itself. It's not like the color scheme or anything, because this has a really neutral, like a lot of darker gray tones. Yeah, I can't wrap my head around the model. I don't really like it, but it is what it is. And now in the big Yeezy news, we've seen the Yeezy Basketball Quantum is what they're calling it, and like, we've seen it for a couple of years now, I would say, and there's been a lot of rumors surrounding it. I think it looks dope. Honestly, whenever these do finally drop, I will try and get my hands on a pair. I know I don't like Kanye. I know everybody knows I'm pretty partial to Nike. But these things are dope, man. They're a good-looking shoe. Obviously, I don't really care how they perform on the basketball court, but I think they're a good-looking shoe that you could just rock. That's one thing that I think is really, really missing in the sneaker game right now. So I do find that to be a very refreshing thing. And what I mean by that is, like, for the most part, the new shoes that come out aren't necessarily aesthetically pleasing. I think they represent our times pretty well. And, when in 10 years, when we look back and we're looking at Giannis's first shoe and we're looking at this current iteration of LeBron's and the current iteration of Kobe's and things like that, it'll, like I said, I think it'll represent our time, or this time period, very, very well. But there's not a ton of originality. If you ever watch Nightwing on YouTube, what's that, wear testers, if you ever watch them, like, 90% of his shoes that he's testing are just, knit upper, real, real basic construction, things like that. And he said it himself, we're not going to go back to the days of leather overlays and all that because this knit is so much cheaper. So we'll see where that heads. But as far as the Sheezy goes, I think it is nice. I think it's refreshing. It's going to be one of those shoes that I do think you're going to see guys in the NBA wear. And I don't just mean Swaggy P flexing. I mean, I think as long as I know the NBA came out and said they wouldn't allow it or whatever, but two things on that. NBA guys got money, they don't care. You can find them if you want. The other thing is, I think eventually there's going to be a kickback isn't necessarily the right word, but I do think that the NBA will ease up on that a little bit. So, but all in all, like I said, I think this Yeezy is a really, really dope shoe. I think that has a lot of potential. And I mean, we only seen the one colorway yet, so I'm actually excited for it, which is a surprising thing for me to say, considering it's a Yeezy. But that's all we really got for you, as far as, like, big sneaker news and that goes. So let's wrap it up here. As my phone goes off, sending us that nice ESPN notification. Visit MidwesternGentleman.com to discover what it means to live the Great Lakes good life. Whether it's diving into the Detroit hip-hop scene, profiling up-and-coming distilleries, or just sharing stories of artists throughout the Great Lakes area, MidwesternGentleman.com brings it all to life for you. Visit the .com and search for them on your favorite social media platform. Midwestern Gentlemen, live the Great Lakes good life. All right, guys, that's it for today. Thank you once again for listening. As always, go follow me on social media. My handle is at Biggie S'mores. That's at BIGGIE_SMORES. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Let me know about any ideas you have for what you might want to listen to. Like I said, man, just let me know. I want to grow. I want this show to be successful, and I want in order to do that, I need your guys' help. I need your guys' feedback along with listening. And I appreciate everything so very, very much. This podcast is almost like a therapy to me. I know I've said that before. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sitting through the children in the background of this podcast. It's just how it goes sometimes for me, man. Right now, surprisingly enough, it isn't my kids. It's actually my neighbor's kids. But I am recording this in my bedroom, and with the air conditioner that we have, I can't actually close the one window. So you're going to end up with a little bit of background noise, a little bit of road noise coming in. It is what it is, man. But like I said, thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you to Midwestern Gentlemen. And them guys, go check out MidwesternGentleman.com. Lots of great articles. Lots of very interesting pieces that are... You know, I always find it hard to sit here and talk about Midwestern Gentlemen because there's so many different things with them. They do so much with so much variety. I mean, you can go from fly fishing to hip-hop to lumberjack competitions to, I mean, just they're all over the place. And I mean, and like I said, man, that's a lot of what Midwestern, we're growing up in the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes area is like. They're a really good representation of that, and I love those dudes. So go support those who support us. So with all that being said, I hope you guys have a great day, a great week, a great everything. Make it the best that you can. Spread some love. Power positivity, y'all. Thank you once again. And peace and much love to you.